It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, we'll get some headlines for the 4 o'clock hour. Do a little Who Got Funky. Talk a little Dolphins. I should remind everybody one more time that Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars is this Wednesday. We've been waiting. We've been trying. But it's finally here. We have a new location. It's this Wednesday, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You come on out Wednesday. Talk a little sports. Hang out with the QAM staff. It's going to be at Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. And you can enjoy a sample of Aberfeldy 12-year-old single malt scotch whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. Again, this Wednesday, Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year. Sponsored by the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. And by the injury law firm Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. If you want to come out, Solana, me, Jimmy, we're going to broadcast live out there on Wednesday. Gino Toretta is going to be with us out there in the 2 o'clock hour. Josh Appel later on in the show. Crowder, unfortunately, is going to be in New York on Wednesday. But the event itself, if you want to come out and enjoy the event itself and just hang out, Joe Rose and Leroy Horde and Tobin and me and a whole cast of millions will be out there at Plantation Walk on Wednesday. So come on out and join us there. Also, our plan for this show Friday, Crowder and I will be live at Gulfstream Park at 10 Palms. The only little hiccup there, it's not a hurricane. The only little hiccup there, well, it is a hurricane now that I say that. The Hurricanes men's basketball team plays their tournament game. They're playing in the tournament. Thursday is game one, right, Solana? So that's is that 11:30 on Thursday?
Yeah, that game is versus Drake on Thursday. I'll tell you the time right now. I have it written down. That game will be at noon on Thursday.
Oh, at noon. So Thursday, we'll get on a little bit late, maybe around 2:30 or so. But if they win on Thursday, then the Canes will play Friday at 11:30, which would probably get us on the air on time at Gulfstream Park, maybe a few minutes late. If the Canes happen to lose this Thursday to Drake, they would play at 2 p.m. on Friday, which probably would just knock us right off the air.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm happy to go out there and hang out at Gulfstream Park regardless. Hop on the air around 4:30, 5 o'clock. I'm good to go. So, but I don't know. We'll let you know on Thursday, I guess. We'll let you know. What are we rooting for? For them to win or lose? Anyway, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out as the week goes on. Let's do Who Got funky. We do Who Got Funky on this radio program presented by Funky Buddha Brewery. And by the way, the tap room is such a great place to watch college football or NFL games. They got the big screen projectors, HD TVs throughout the NFL Red Zone package. They've got great beer, cocktail, and food options during the games. Always a great spot, the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Let's play a little Who Got Funky.
Yo, E, what you want to do now, man?
Yo, whatever it is, it's just got to be funky.
Funky. Funky.
Funky. Funky. I can't get enough.
You know it's funky, 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 cause you heard it from here, see.
Make it funky, make it funky, make it funky, make it funky.
Who got funky on Hawk and Crowder?
For me, pretty simple. Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano, they got funky this weekend. I didn't know much. I don't know much about boxing nowadays, period. I knew less about women's boxing. That fight is as good a fight I've seen in a long time, and I cannot wait for another rematch between those two. I would absolutely buy that pay-per-view. For me, Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano got funky. Crowder, who got funky?
Funky. Oh, I'm right there with you. We didn't consult with this, but I'm not on both sides. Amanda Serrano got funky.
Funky.
Katie Taylor stood there, put her arms up. She landed 217 of 529. Amanda Serrano was the aggressor. She threw 734 punches and landed 321. She landed over 100 more punches, threw over 200 more punches, had a better land rate, 44% to 41%, and still lost the match. Amanda Serrano got funky and still lost the match, still got cheated for the second time, because the first match I had to go back and watch, and they gave Katie Taylor's conservative sit there, sit down and hold your hands over your head. That's not where boxing is. It's excitement. Amanda Serrano got funky and still lost, and I'm with you, Hawk. I can't wait to see three. They need to be a headliner. The head fight, the main match, whatever you call it, of Serrano Taylor 3, because that was one of the most exciting boxing matches I watched. I don't give a damn what sex they are. They were getting after it. Amanda Serrano got messed over in that fight.
Funky.
Totally agree with you, by the way. Can you imagine what their arms must feel like? Like, what must Amanda Serrano's arms, after throwing 700 punches in a fight, what must her arms feel like the next day?
I know her arms don't feel as bad as her right eye, but I'm sure they're sore. And Katie was headbutting the hell out of her. Man, I was hot. I don't even know Amanda Serrano, but I'm hot now. I'm getting me a Serrano shirt. Might get a damn tattoo. I love Amanda Serrano.
Jimmy, who got funky this weekend, Jimmy?
I'm going to get it to my St. Thomas Bobcats women.
It was going to be these damn St. Thomas Bobcats. This guy, it doesn't matter the sport, who they're playing. But I think they're going to the playoffs, so go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with football. The women's volleyball team, for the third straight year in a row, won the regular season, the conference regular season, and the conference tournament. And they finished the regular season 30-0.
All right. That's a pretty good record. I can't argue with 30-0. Look at that. St. Thomas Bobcats. Nobody roots for that Bobcats team like Jimmy. Proud grad. Proud St. Thomas Bobcat himself.
They play colleges?
Solana, who got funky this weekend?
This is tough because I want to give it to Jonnu Smith, FIU. Pause up.
Yeah.
The FIU men's soccer team went.
You always do this. You say like 15 different things that you want to give it to, which is just a loophole to like name one who got funky.
The entire pickleball community.
Funky.
We are back, baby. We are on top of the world.
Where did you go?
I don't know, but
they weren't there. I don't know how they came back to a place they weren't at.
There is a pickleball fight going viral right now. Came from a championship point at some tournament. I don't know where it was, but some guy won the final point, jacked the hell up, goes to the net, as is customary after a match, you're supposed to tap paddles, just a tip, and somehow the paddle fell of the opposing player. The guy clearly was just jacked up. The enthusiasm, the adrenaline of winning a championship point got to him. I've been there, brother. I know what you went through. And the guy who lost.
I mean, what is happening here? He's been there, brother. We're getting play-by-play of like a neighborhood pickleball tournament.
The guy who lost kicked the guy in the face.
Was bad with St. Thomas University. Now Solana's giving it to some neighborhood pickleball tournament.
The guy kicked the other guy in the face. There was a fight. You guys have been bleeping all over pickleball for years.
Watch the video. I commented on your tweet of it. It was a regular Malice at the Palace. I mean, the guy got like flicked in the shoulder with a foot, and the entire pickleball community is going crazy.
We're on the up and up. People know tough sport. You don't come around there with the shenanigans, all right? You got to be tough as nails to play pickleball. Good for us.
It was a big deal.
Y'all are all losers.
That's funny, man. Big deal. Get it? Pickle. Anywho, there you go. Who got funky, courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery? That was funky. Legit funny, Jimmy.
Yeah, that went excellent. Over my head, Jimmy.
Yeah, that was legit
you.
Funny. He's talking pickles. It's a big deal. That's funny. Legit funny.
Ah, Jimmy.
All right, there you go. Who got funky from Funky Boot Up Brewery? Let's get headlines real quick for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, the world's biggest pickleball proponent.
The Dolphins. Big deal as well. They beat the Raiders 34-19. Jonnu Smith really did have his breakout game in Miami. Two touchdowns for him, six receptions, over 100 yards. And the game-clinching score as well in the fourth quarter.
We talked about it earlier. I mean, that was crazy. I can't imagine as a receiver or a tight end that you ever feel like you would be that wide open in an NFL game. Just standing there.
Skate is going to drop it. I'm like, this is too perfect.
Too perfect.
Now, between him and Bowers, like they the tight end.
You said it, man. You nailed that. Holy mackerel. That was Jefferson in Fast Times. Bowers, 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 Bowers.
It was crazy, but told you, Jonnu, I was going to say it took a while for them to figure out. It didn't. Tua wasn't playing, so you couldn't see what he could really do.
That's exactly what it was. This was Mike McDaniel's vision when they went out and got Jonnu Smith, and it never came to fruition because Tua wasn't out there to run the offense.
Yep.
Well, I mean, the first two games, Tua was out there, and Jonnu Smith was
game
a ghost.
And a half.
But to be fair to the people who were skeptical about the Jonnu Smith package, as I was, think about the tight ends Mike McDaniel has had in his system. Mike Gesicki, they literally told him, go elsewhere. We don't need you. Dude was a pass catcher, and they never made a package for him. You had Durham Smythe a year ago, Julian Hill. Like, none of those guys have been lethal in the passing game. Finally, Jonnu Smith has been.
Yeah.
Tua, by the way, I saw Joe Shad tweet this out, now has a 101.6 passer rating this season, 101.6. That's eighth best in the National Football League.
It's a great text. Somebody texts in, Solana gives out who got funkies like Mike McDaniel gives out game balls.
I'd love to bring up him.
Who got funky this weekend? Everybody. Everybody got funky.
to just go through some local notes here. The Panthers did win Saturday 5-0. They're at Winnipeg again, or they'll play Winnipeg again tomorrow at Winnipeg, 8 p.m. The Heat ended their road trip 2-4. They lost yesterday in Indiana. Jimmy Butler back tonight. No Terry Rozier, no Jaime Jaquez Jr., no Tyrese Maxey for the Sixers. Final Heat game for the next 5 days. They'll have a nice week off until Sunday. Here are some NFL notes. The Giants benching Daniel Jones following this week's bye. Tommy DeVito will start next week.
All right. Tommy Cutlins.
Still going to be terrible, but I guarantee they look better.
I don't know.
Daniel Jones is bad.
The problem is, Ozempic Dayball had an out for why they've been so bad. He was able to just blame the quarterback he had to play because they paid him, right? Now, he benches him, he goes to Tommy Cutlets, and if they're just as bad or worse, Then what does he do?
He's a backup. Like, that's the answer, is that y'all paid this terrible dude.
We invested a ton of money. Like, if you buy a Ferrari, your backup car is going to be a Toyota Tercel. You spent all your money on the Ferrari.
He's not losing his job. Danny Dimes, and let's kill this Danny Dimes. What does he do with dimes? Is he worth a dime? He doesn't throw dimes. So Daniel Jones is terrible, and you made me take him on as a starting top-paid quarterback, and he's bad, and everybody can see it.
I don't know. It kind of just reminds me of Adam Gase. Good first season, went to the playoffs, surprised everybody. He's been totally terrible since in the two seasons.
You know why Daboll got that job was what he did with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That's why he got it, because Josh Allen was terrible and got good. He thought he could, but Daniel Jones
isn't Josh
Allen.
It seemed like he was doing it with Daniel Jones. It seemed like it.
Speaking of Josh Allen, Bills hand Kansas City their first loss of the season. We all pop Funky Buddha Saison because of it. Dolphins remain the only undefeated team ever now that KC gets their first loss this year. The Bills have now won four straight over Kansas City in the regular season.
Do it when it counts.
Damn, they're going to see him in the postseason, and
do it in the playoffs. The Steelers beat the Ravens without scoring a touchdown.
Didn't score a touchdown?
Didn't score a touchdown.
Russell Wilson's a monster.
I mean, he's 4-0. Doing something with that team.
You saw what they did at the end of the game, though, right? They pulled Russ on the final drive and brought in, what's his name? Justin Fields to just run options. QB dive.
Well, they needed to get a first down to be able to stop the clock, and then it's over. And he slid before the first. On second down, he had an easy path to a first down and started his slide before the marker. So then they had a third and short, which actually could have given Baltimore some life, but he was able to pick it up on the next on the next play.
That was actually genius.
Yeah.
Then in that situation, to say, hey, we have this package and we're going to do it at this time in the game, that was it. Mike Tomlin's a bad man.
He's the leading candidate right now for Coach of the Year.
Ooh. Campbell, can Dan got to be up there too.
It's just looking at it.
Did he win last year, though?
This is from Bet Online. Let's see. Coach of the Year, Mike Tomlin is still the favorite. Dan Quinn goes from second to sixth. Andy Reid goes from 5-1 to 20-1. Sean McVay climbs a little bit. Let's see who second is. Mike Tomlin is +300, Dan Campbell +400, Jim Harbaugh +475, Jonathan Gannon +600, Kevin O'Connell +750.
Yeah, because I hate that too. My team's good, and they're good next year, so you're still a hell of a coach. Like, right. I could be a great coach multiple years in a row. That's why I like Mike Tomlin being at the top. For what he did with that quarterback, with the dual quarterback thing.
I mean,
I thought it'd never work.
Yep.
The Lions are probably the most complete team in the NFL. They won 52-6 yesterday. Man. That was the worst loss in Jags history. Tell Fred Taylor. You know,
and they're doing
this
missing Aiden Hutchinson, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. They are hell.
Lions are 9-1 for the first time in 90 years. Doug Peterson, pack your bags, brother.
Yeah. Speaking of packing your bags, the head football coach at FAU got fired today, Tom Herman.
Damn, Tom.
Barely knew you. Or did we know him for a while? How long has he been there?
I'm about to say, don't ask me. I have no idea.
When did Lane Kiffin leave to Ole Miss? He's been there for a while, right, Crowder? Like at least 5 years.
He's been there for a second.
Yeah.
Was Lane after Willie Taggart?
No, Willie Taggart was after Lane, wasn't he?
I don't know. I used to love Whistle Willie, wearing that whistle on the sideline, knowing he can't blow it.
Tom Herman was in his second season as FAU's head coach. He was 6-16. The Owls are 2-8 this season. They've lost six straight games.
Damn, I think their last win was against FIU.
Associate head coach and special teams coordinator Chad Lunsford will take over as interim head coach. FAU will also rehire Rock Bellantoni to work as defensive coordinator. Rock Bellantoni. That sounds like a defensive coordinator.
Big moves. Might well hire me. How much they make?
Man, Willie Taggart was getting a decent salary.
Yeah, and they paid Lane too.
And that basketball coach that took him to the Final Four, right?
Yeah.
He's not there anymore because he left. But
USC, I think.
He ended up with a decent contract after that Final Four appearance.
Oh, man, they're giving out sacks. I could live with you, Hawk, when we got early morning practice. Man, we can come up.
You can't live here.
Oh, he's at Michigan. Dusty May is at Michigan.
Dusty May, yeah.
Yeah.
Hawk, your couch pull out?
You can't live here.
And finally, guys, this is pretty cool. This will not be the last year of Inside the NBA with Shaq, Barkley, Ernie, and the other guy everybody tells me was really good at basketball. TNT Sports is going to produce the show. It's just going to air on ESPN and ABC throughout the next broadcasting rights deal.
So they have licensed, ESPN has licensed the show from TNT. So obviously this year the league is still on TNT. When it goes to ESPN, now this isn't the NBC part of the deal. This is the package that still is owned by ESPN and ABC. They are licensing Inside the NBA from TNT. So TNT will produce it and then license it out. And so you'll see it on ESPN and ABC at certain times throughout the season, then during the postseason, I read as well. Be interesting to see if they try to do anything cutesy, you know, by throwing Stephen A. Smith in there or Tim Legler or whatever. Just keep it as is. Don't mess with success.
One of the best shows of my lifetime, sports-wise.
No doubt.
Yeah, just leave them alone.
Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy in South Florida today. Not that hot right now. Around 78 degrees. Tonight the lows will drop into the mid-70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right, very good. We'll give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored coming up next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We've celebrated a Dolphins victory today. Plenty on this Victory Monday. Feels good. We've got another one coming up on Sunday against New England. They're 7.5-point favorites. Let's do a quick 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And this coming Sunday, like I said, it'll be the New England Patriots. This is another one that the Dolphins kind of need to win, but we were talking about whether you believe or not they're on a trajectory to at least be in the conversation about the postseason by the time we get there. This from the Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel. He gave letter grades coming out of the game yesterday for the run game. Chris Perkins gives the run game a B+. And he writes, running back Devon Achane, 17 carries, 73 yards, one touchdown, was the workhorse, keeping the offense going in practically all situations. Overall, the run game totaled 82 yards on 26 carries, average of 3.2 yards per carry with one touchdown. Running backs Jalen Wright, 5 carries, 4 yards, which is not a great statistical output. And Raheem Mostert, 3 carries, minus 2 yards, which is an even worse statistical output, had difficulties. The absence of Alec Ingold took a toll, but overall the offensive line did its job and the running game did its job. Now, for the pass game, an A. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, and you know I've sung his praises today, 28 of 36, 288 yards, 3 touchdowns, 127.8 passer rating, was excellent through the air and on the ground, using his feet to buy time. Tight end Jonnu Smith, 6 receptions, 101 yards, 2 touchdowns, was a game changer. Wide receiver Tyreek Hill, 7 receptions, 61 yards, 1 touchdown, joined in on the fun too. Wide receiver Jaylen Waddle, 2 receptions, 37 yards, had a low-key day. But Tua spread the ball among 9 players. And oh, pass production, pass protection was good too, as the offensive line held Raiders defensive end Max Crosby to no sacks while allowing the Vegas Raiders just 2 sacks. So really good performance there by the offense, the offensive line. And then finally, coaching. Chris Perkins gives coaching an A. Credit coach Mike McDaniel and his staff for doing an excellent job this week. Penalties, 4 for 23 yards, remained down. Discipline and focus were good. The game plan was excellent on both sides of the ball. The Dolphins scored 3 touchdowns and a field goal on their 4 second-half possessions, and they were 8 of 12 on third downs. Defensively, the Raiders were 8 of 14 on third downs, but that's just about the only blemish. Excellent job by the coaches, led by Mike McDaniel, who has deftly switched gears to a ball control offense.
There genius.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. By the way, he gives you stock up Tua Tagovailoa, stock down Jordan Poyer. We haven't talked much about stock down today, but Jordan Poyer has continued his route of being a double agent for
the Bills. I don't think he's a double agent. I said it a number of times this season, and I'll continue to say it. I'm not questioning Jordan Poyer. I think he stole another year in the NFL. I think there's no way that Jordan Poyer is playing in the 2025 season. I think that
he just hasn't done anything. He's done negative things, as Solana will point out, but he really just hasn't done anything. He's non-impact.
In my heart, I believe Jordan Poyer is not an NFL starter anymore, and he just stole a year of the NFL starting. That's what happened. Jordan Poyer can't. He was hell a couple years ago. He's not that good of a safety anymore. But the 8 for 12, that's what you do. It's honestly what Georgia Tech did to Miami. I don't need to get 15. I need to get 4-4, have 3rd and 2, get 2 yards, and now I have 1st and 10. Mike McDaniel's changing that big play, big hit offense to a let's try to get to somewhere in the 20s and 30s and see if we can win in the fourth quarter. I think that's the best game plan for the Dolphins.
I'm surprised, though, that he gave the running game a B-minus, I believe you said, Hawk, because, look, Devon Achane's great. Like, maybe one of our best – or not maybe, one of our best players.
Gave it a B+, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, the running game hasn't been great. I think part of that is the offensive line isn't healthy. Austin Jackson's out. Robert Jones is questionable.
Achane looks like a star. Mostert and Wright look terrible.
Well, Mostert's not getting carries for the 2nd straight game. And Jalen Wright you could tell there's tremendous upside.
I read his stats. Mostert, 3 carries, -2 yards.
I mean, that's not good. That's
really?
I'm saying in general, though, because you love the fact that Jonnu Smith is getting targets. Tyreek finally had a good game. Waddle is still, I mean, he's not waddling, let's just say. But in order to go beat those in Lambeau Field, the Packers on the road Thanksgiving Day, you're going to have to run the football, like legitimately have over 100 yards on the ground. And the Dolphins, while they're getting better, that actually has gone in the opposite direction. They haven't been able to consistently run the football.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those screens they throw, those little bubble screens and tunnel screens, are they look at that as runs. And yep. they get one-on-one outside, you stack the box, 8 in the box, they'll throw those and try to get leverage on them. But he wasn't throwing as many back in the day, especially last year. It was all vertical, posts and corners trying to get big plays. Mike McDaniels is evolving to a different style of offense.
I miss it. I'll be honest with you. I miss it. There are no vertical throws, man. I miss the deep ball.
It's excited to watch, but what if you get 4 deep balls a game, but you lose every game? Let's get first downs.
Well, get 4 deep balls and win. That's what we were doing the first couple of seasons. I enjoyed that very much. I was a big fan of that.
Did they figure him out and you have to adjust? Think about even the Rams this year. Remember what the Rams did the year they won the Super Bowl? Sean McVay, these geniuses. Where, okay, now we know what you're doing, so we're not going to let you do that anymore. Okay, so now, like he's doing this year, what's his name? The damn quarterback, Max Stafford, he throws everything underneath. He'll get 2 or 3 deep shots a game and throw everything underneath. It's like, we're not letting you throw it deep, so you can do whatever you want up front, but we're not letting you throw it deep. I think I give McDaniel a high five, a hand clap for adjusting and evolving to what it takes to win more than, let me score 60. You're not going to score 60 every game, Mike. Just, man, give me the 27 and see what happens.
No doubt. I mean, now you just got to rack up wins. I mean, that's the name of the game right now for Mike McDaniel, and it doesn't matter if you're doing it with style points or not, as we remember from the first New England game. Like, just rack up some dubs and let's get to hopefully the postseason and next season.
And the team that everybody's chasing right now, the Kansas City Chiefs, haven't they won seven of their 9 wins were like 2 points? Like they're playing even Andy Reid, the Hall of Fame, Andy Reid. Andy's trying to get to 26 now and see what happens in the fourth quarter. And he has one of the best quarterbacks ever to touch a football.
All right, let's take a quick break. Come back with a little bit more here on this Victory Monday.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
So, Lana, don't you have to get to the Heat game? What are you still doing here?
Well, we got one more segment this hour.
All right. I thought you were taking off.
I'll take off after this segment. I want to be
Fair
here
enough.
As long as I possibly can with you guys.
Well, I'm going to talk about the Hard Rock Bet app, and I didn't know if you had anything on tonight's Heat game. I don't know if you have any plays.
I want to know what you have so I can do the opposite.
Well, I need to know what you think so that I can make my determination. We're in the second half of football season, the beginning of basketball season. You've got some, you know, time now to figure out how the teams are shaping up. There's no better time to try your first bet than right now on Hard Rock Bet. Remember, if you don't win your first bet on the Hard Rock Bet app, you get up to $100 back for a second chance. That's a bonus bet placed right into your account. So try your first bet. Maybe tonight on the Heat Sixers game or Monday Night Football or hockey tomorrow or whatever you want to bet on. You've got so many options to bet no matter what sport you bet. If your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. That's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. And again, if it comes to basketball betting and you're new to this, you know, you can bet which team is going to win. You can bet the total points. You can bet a player's points in that game, a player's threes made, assists, rebounds. It's simple pretty much as picking more or less on a player's stats. I mean, if you're new to this, it's very easy once you get started. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app at the App Store or Google Play Store or go online to hardrock.bet. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. All right, what do you got for tonight, Crowder or Solana? You know what the line is? Anybody know? Embiid's still questionable?
Yeah, I haven't seen any word just yet on Joel Embiid.
Let's see. Heat are 5-point favorites. So I would assume that means they're assuming Embiid's not going to play.
Yeah. Has to be.
Well, the Sixers are really bad. Let's not forget that. They're tied for third worst record in the Eastern Conference right now.
Well, are they bad or do they have a bad record?
They have a bad record, but in the three games, their last three games, Joel Embiid has played two of those three. They only won one of them. They're 2-10 right now.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm betting Kyle Lowry under 6.5. Anyone want to ride with me on that?
I'll go with you on that one. Where's my phone? This dude.
Anybody have an argument to the other side of that? The Kyle Lowry over 6.5.
Revenge game?
Revenge game. Caleb Martin's at 10.5.
Here's my thing, though. Like, I don't understand the idea of a revenge game for Caleb Martin. The Heat wanted to give him more money than he ended up taking. And remember that whole situation that went down? Yep. They wanted to give him a contract before he became an unrestricted free agent. He didn't take it because he thought he was going to get a payday as an unrestricted free agent. And he ended up getting significantly less money than the Miami Heat would have been able to sign him with bird rights. So Caleb Martin, the only person he should be revenge gaming is his stupid agent.
Revenge gaming.
So parlay the Caleb Martin and Kyle Lowry unders?
Unders. What's Tyler at? Tyler's been going crazy.
22.5.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where he seems to have landed at during this time where Jimmy's out. Although Jimmy's playing tonight, right?
Jimmy Butler's playing. The big question here, okay, Terry Rozier is not playing. How will that affect Tyler Hero? If Jimmy Butler is back in the starting lineup and
Jimmy's at 17.5, by the way, his over-under.
Ooh. Tyler over.
I would go Jimmy under.
I like Jimmy under, too. It's kind of the same thought process I had, is where Jimmy's not coming back and saying, hey, I'm about to take over. He's like, no, I'll just fit back in because he's not a scorer like that. Solana,
he's not incorrect in that handicapping Solana.
That's fine, but my
some guys would come out and say, time to make my mark. I've missed a few games. Jimmy's not that guy.
Jimmy's not the guy who's going to come out and drop 45. I'm with you, but Jimmy hasn't played in 9 days. He's fresh. Yeah. This is the Heat's last game before they play again until Sunday, so they have 6 days off after day. And he hates the Sixers. They paid Tobias Harris over him.
Yeah, he's going to have 4 steals, 9 rebounds, 8 points, and 4 assists. That's what he does.
I want to bet the Jimmy under.
Bet it, please. So Jimmy has 45 today.
I know. 55 points.
He's going to
bet the Jimmy under, the Kyle numbers. Lowry under, the Caleb Martin under. I also think the game is going to end 35-31.
You're going to take over the game with baseline jumpers.
Anyway, you can hear the Heat game tonight on this very radio station. Solana will get you started at 6:15 with pre-heat. And you will get Miami Heat basketball from the Kaseya Center with Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call this evening. Let's take a quick break here. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is just around the corner.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.